Nebraska is a big state. You can get lost there, especially if you start at Omaha and work your way to Chadron, which is long ways across the state. I went to Omaha, Nebraska to interview a man who was a direct descendant of French Quebecois. What's been forgotten in Quebecois history until recently, somewhat on purpose, is that 900,000 people from French Canada came down between 1840 and 1930 to settle in the U.S. A lot of them settled in New England, but some followed the railroad west until their money was gone, meaning, I guess, that if you made it to Nebraska, you had more money starting out. It was crowded in Quebec after Canada had been sewn together in 1867. Most of the good farmland had been taken, and the rest was expensive. Many saw opportunity in the States. By the late 1800s, early 1900s, immigration to the States was a fad. Swedes, Germans, Irish, everybody was doing it. Back home in Quebec, though, there was a big marketing campaign going on. The official word on all those immigrants going south was that they were unpatriotic. Wow, did that sound familiar. When ABC News ran a story last year about 10,942 people immigrating to Canada in 2006, the highest since the Vietnam War, readers flooded their blog dismissing those leaving as unpatriotic. "Let the riffraff go," said Georges-Étienne Cartier, the father of Confederation, as Quebecois immigrated south. But it's also the basic sentiment of some who are watching people leave the States, too. Except Monsieur Cartier said it first, and he said it in French. When I interviewed Mr. Menard in Omaha, he told me his family's history. We sat at the dining room table in a beautiful house of the president of Alliance Française d'Omaha. What I thought was most interesting, though, when I asked him if he considered himself descended from Canadian stock, he said no. He was French. I asked how long his family had lived in Quebec before they immigrated south, and he said more than 150 years. So, wouldn't that make him of Canadian descent? No, he said, he was of French descent. I suppose if Quebec rejected the immigrés going south, then Mr. Menard had every right to reject Quebec. Vive la France. When I left Omaha, the skies were darkening ahead of me. I was always a bit nervous about driving through storms, but I had rented a room in a bed and breakfast in Stuart, Nebraska, and that was through the storm that was developing. I figured if I drove straight through it, I could make it. But if I stopped, I wouldn't know where to go for the night. There's not much between Omaha and Stuart, Nebraska on that highway. It was pretty fierce, that storm. In fact, just as one storm dissolved behind me, I ran into another storm forming in front of me, and I hoped to get through it before it got bad. I kept driving till I got on the other side of it in Stuart, a small town where I drove to the residential side and stayed in an old home called the Sister's House. Mary had fixed up the rooms in Victorian style, and I was the only guest that night. "I put you in a room with less lace," she said. I was glad to be there, a bit shaken from the storm. When I got to a computer the next day, I found out that this chain of storms, one right after the other, had flooded Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and would go on to cause the great 2007 flooding of the Midwest. Trees had been ripped up on the highway just behind my vehicle all the way to Omaha. I was very lucky. I felt as if I'd barely escaped. I left for Chadron that next afternoon, a pleasant drive through hills that looked like real estate development for hobbits. Green plush knolls everywhere. Chadron is known for two things: a really nice fur trapping historical museum that records the history of fur trapping in America, with displays of the ways animals were trapped and bound, their skins preserved and sold, and the way trapping played a part in immigration. Chadron is also known for the very recent death of Stephen Hadilla. Hadilla was a math professor at Chadron State College. A new guy. He'd just come into town 6 months before he went missing in December of 2006. His body was found 3 months later in a ravine about a half mile from town, bound to a tree by his ankles, waist, and chest, and was burned from head to toe. The investigation lasted for months. Students wondered if Hadilla was gay. His mannerisms were effeminate, they said. Hadilla's best friend of 15 years said he wasn't. No evidence of it, He wasn't hated by anyone. In August, just before I arrived, the police had given their last statement in the case. Hadiya most likely committed suicide. This wasn't, they said, a hate crime. The conclusive evidence was a lack of anyone's fingerprints at the scene, including Hadiya's, and that he had bought a bag of charcoal used in his own burning. The case had driven the world media to a small town expecting another Matthew Shepard, but this small town didn't want that reputation. They erased gay and hate crime from the equation. Some folks around Shadron and elsewhere wondered why police didn't act faster to search for Hadiya's body. The question became not was Hadiya gay, but was he perceived as gay? By some in the conservative Nebraska community, by the murderer, if there was one, or by the police who investigated the crime. I walked outside my Shadron hotel to go to dinner that night. I crossed a quiet dirt road, cars went by on a larger street beyond, and I thought of Hadiya, how he was a newcomer to the town. He'd immigrated from another part of Nebraska and lived here only 6 months. I ate dinner at the restaurant and walked slowly back to the hotel in the dark, thinking about how Hadiya walked through town. Everyone knew of him. Few knew him. Here he was different, whatever that might mean. And perception is reality, and perception can hurt you. It's isolation that's the handicap of immigrants. You not only isolate yourself from friends and relatives far off, but others in the new place might isolate you. This is why Canada believes that you will adapt better if you have relatives in the country or friends. Though I left all my family behind, I was glad I was heading toward friends. But when I drove out of Shadron, I still had a feeling I was leaving the site of another storm and maybe dragging one behind me. Nebraska's a big state, you know. You can get lost there.
When the day is done, down to earth and sinks the sun, along with everything that was lost and won. When the day is done, when the day is done, hope so much your race will be all wrong. Then you find to jump the gun, have to go back.